From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Rock here. September 9th, 5 stories from across the league straight ahead. Let's get into it. First, from The Guardian Sport. More than a game, NFL hopes Melbourne visit will advance case for Olympic flag football. The NFL is making waves in Melbourne this week, and it's not just about the game. While the Rams and 49ers face off at the MCG, NFL executives are pushing for flag football's inclusion in the Brisbane 2032 Olympics. This match isn't just a debut for the league in Australia, it's a strategic move to showcase the sport's appeal and commercial potential. The NFL sees this as a chance to elevate flag football, a non-contact version of the game, to a global stage.
Whenever baseball's looming labor mess ends, they're expected to emerge with controlling interest in the local baseball franchise via Woody Page of the Colorado Springs Gazette. The Penners intend to acquire another 35% of the Rockies once the baseball collective bargaining agreement is resolved.
It's an exciting moment, blending sports and international aspirations in a unique way. Next, second, from PF Heal Report. Broncos owners intend to secure control of MLB's Rockies. Broncos owners Kerry Walton Penner and Greg Penner currently hold 40% of the MLB's Colorado Rockies. The Walton Penner Group bought the Broncos in 2022 for a then-record $4.65 billion, less than half the recent price paid for the Seahawks. Up next, third, from Sky Sports. From honeymoon vision to the Super Bowl, can Seahawks win it all again?
Mike McDonald is channeling his honeymoon vibes into a serious Super Bowl strategy.
As the new head coach for the Seahawks, he's looking to replicate the success of the Chicago Bulls, drawing inspiration from their championship mentality. He believes that a strong foundation, built on teamwork and trust, is key to achieving greatness. McDonald's approach emphasizes the importance of unity among players, much like the Bulls did during their dynasty. He's focused on creating a culture where everyone is committed to the same goal. The Seahawks have the talent, but it's about harnessing that potential and ensuring everyone is on the same page. With the season ahead, fans are eager to see how this vision unfolds. Can McDonald lead the Seahawks back to the Super Bowl? Only time will tell, but the excitement is palpable. The journey starts now, and it's shaping up to be an intriguing ride.
And then,
fourth, from Sky Sports, F1's toughest street track ever? Why New Madrid could cause Spanish GP chaos? This weekend, Formula One is diving into uncharted territory at the New Madrid circuit in Madrid. Drivers are bracing for a tough challenge, with Carlos Sainz predicting plenty of safety cars and red flags. The track, moving from Barcelona, is already being compared to Jeddah, known for its high-speed demands. The Madrid features 22 corners over 3.365 miles, with tight turns and limited straights making overtaking tricky. The standout is Turn 12, La Monumental, a steeply banked corner that promises to test drivers' bravery. With barriers close to the track, any misstep could lead to crashes. Sainz and other drivers expect a chaotic weekend, recalling the F3 tests that saw numerous red flags. The layout favors cars that excel in corners, so teams like McLaren and Ferrari will be eager to capitalize. As the drivers push their limits, they'll need to tread carefully. This track has a reputation for biting back. Next, fifth, from PFT Alt. LSU finalizes roster, preventing the addition of two former NFL players.
LSU is apparently throwing in the towel in its fight to add two fifth-year players who sign NFL teams from joining the Tigers football team.
According to multiple reports, LSU added two players to the school's roster. The addition of Aiden Anning and Gabriel Rilliford fills the school's 105-player roster.
It comes days after a Baton Rouge judge granted eligibility to DeQuan Wright and Zezavian Harris.
Wright signed with the Eagles as an undrafted free agent, joined the Browns after being waived by Philadelphia, and then was cut by Cleveland. Up next, sixth, from Awful Announcing. Dan Le Batard lights up NBA media for disconnect on Clippers story. Nobody listened to the episodes. The story of the salary cap circumvention plot by the Los Angeles Clippers seemed to play out in the shadows of NBA media over the past year, as the league investigation marched on, but major outlets largely ignored the scandal. This disconnect led many prominent people to question Pablo Torre and his reporting on the Clippers' efforts. That's the rundown. Back at it tomorrow.
Want this every morning?
It's Fruity Yadda. Up if only it's a vlog.